going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This week, the second major of the year heads to Quail Hollow in North Carolina.
I got the golf bug.
Okay, good.
I got the golf bug. I got, you know, membership and keeping track of my handicap. And
oh, you are a gin member
now.
Huh?
This is a PGA Championship Week edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Danny and Dusty on 1080, The Fan.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty with you on this Friday afternoon. Thank you for being a part of our day, letting us be a part of yours. 1080 AM, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, twitch.tv/1080AM, the fan, or YouTube.com, the party animals on the YouTube stream, YouTube.com/1080AM, the fan. Party on, party people on the YouTube streams. You know, there's one thing that people are missing about this Caleb Williams story on that has come out of a Seth Wickersham book that is going to be released.
Indeed.
And it was about, you know, that we talked about this yesterday, how his dad, Carl, and Caleb did not want to go to Chicago. They were clear about it.
Yes.
They opened up and they let Seth Wickersham know how dysfunctional it was at times in year one there. That's not good. You never want your franchise quarterback saying that, especially after 1 year.
Yeah.
But they did a hard reset. So, I mean, if like they still had Shane Waldron and Matt Eberflus, this would be disaster city. They're in a far better place and the organization is actually trying. But GM is still there. Ownership is still there. Team president is still there. Not probably the nicest of meetings that are being had and conversations after that.
Mm.
But everything was justified.
Yeah, there's nothing in there that was like, oh, that's a surprise.
There is something, though, that I don't think people are talking about enough. Mm-hmm. In that, in the NFL, they value talent over everything.
Indeed.
Everything. They value talent over off-the-field issues. Mm-hmm. They value talent over your family situation. No, you could be a bad teammate in the locker room. If your talent's good enough, mm-hmm. they'll value it.
It's a sliding scale.
Knowing everything that the Chicago Bears knew, including as part of this reporting, you had Ryan Poles, the GM, say, call Caleb Williams and his dad and say, we're drafting you no matter what.
Yeah, deal with it.
They value the talent mm-hmm. over all. That goes to say, this entire draft process with Shedeur Sanders, everybody was like, oh, they're just afraid of his dad. His dad's going to pipe up and say something. No, they didn't.
No.
They told you he's not good enough to be a franchise quarterback.
And then the other stuff drug him down because the talent is not good enough.
They value the talent over everything. And then when you have that orbit around you and your talent isn't there, that's where you see yourself get drafted in the fifth round behind a quarterback in the third round who is 5 foot 10 in Dylan Gabriel and is a really damn good locker room guy, has zero issues that you worry about. It is physically, he is not a tall guy. Everything else, he checks all those boxes. And that, to me, the Caleb Williams story says so much about talent is everything to them.
Yeah.
And he has it in spades. Shadur doesn't. And the NFL told everybody that, but they didn't want to acknowledge it.
And I don't know why. And it was very interesting and very pretty telling. And it's not just the NFL, the NBA is this way too, where the draft evaluators and the talent evaluators and those drafts, I think it was Schefter, it might have been Rappaport. It was Rappaport that said, yeah, you know, you keep your best stories until a couple days before the draft. And then I'm like, if Shadur's not good enough, start saying 60 days ago that he's not good enough because everyone in the league said he's not good enough. So why are we waiting until now? Because that's where people get like, oh, there's this whole thing behind the scenes to push Shadur down. It's like, no, behind the scenes, everybody was pushing Shadur down.
Yeah.
Just say that.
Kind of including himself in those
interviews.
What I would love to see, do you see what the Giants released?
No.
They released the video of Jackson Dart in his top 30 meeting with the Giants.
Oh, no, I did see that, and he crushed it.
Yeah, I want to see the Shadur one.
Oh, because they'll never see the light.
I know, but it's on. Somebody's got it.
Oh, they got it.
They have it because they recorded all of their top 30 interviews, and it's just like you see the interactions between Daboll and Jackson Dart and all of the reporting on how messy the interview with Shadur got, where he called him out and was like, dude, did you even prepare for this?
Whereas Jackson Dart came into the room and was able to go through, hey, I remember there's one part of it, Daboll hits him with, hey, if you're seeing this and you don't see the board because they don't want that out there, what are you kind of looking at? Where would you go with this? And he starts going, well, I'd go here, 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 and here. It is very clear that the install package they gave him the day before, that he came back, he studied all damn day, came back in the morning, and had all the answers.
Yep.
Ta-da! Welcome to a job interview.
Yeah. So, that happened. I like that.
Yeah. No, that was great. And you could see Daboll and all the other coaches and assistant GMs and GMs in there just going,
We like it. All right, my other thing, how much would you pay to catch a pass from Patrick Mahomes?
Me, nothing, because he's a Chief and I hate him.
You can pay $15,000 to catch a pass from Patrick Mahomes.
Is this the Airbnb thing?
No.
Okay, because did you see that too? He's starting up like an Airbnb thing where he'll come out and hang out with you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hopefully he doesn't bring his brother.
You pay $15,000 to keep Jackson Mahomes away.
Fanatics has a deal with Patrick Mahomes where it's a VIP offering.
It's experience.
For on May 29th, you can catch a pass from Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. It doesn't say where.
They probably don't want that out there.
But you can catch a pass. It'd be cool if it was in Arrowhead. For $15,000, you get a pass from Mahomes. You get to keep the ball. The ball comes with a display case. I'm assuming it's autographed too.
Yeah.
And then a highlight reel of the event and an autographed photo of the event.
I mean,
so you get a picture with Mahomes.
If you're one of those rich dudes where $15,000 is nothing to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see those highlights, though. Old guys in Dockers in polo shirt out there running their curl route.
I mean, have you speaking of this exact situation, have you heard Ben Affleck tell a Tom Brady one?
Mm-mm.
I think he was on with the Kelseys, the New Heights guys. He was talking about how he went out and caught a pass from Tom Brady, and he goes, Brady made me believe, man. He goes, here's what I want you to do. Like, he made it feel like the Super Bowl. And he goes, I want you to run, and I don't want you to look back. just put your hands out. I'll put it there. And he's like, I ran, and I ran, and I ran, and I ran. I'm like, is it going to be there? Is it going to be there? And he goes, and then I briefly heard it right over my shoulder, and it fell right in my hands, and I caught it.
How many do you think are going to pay for this?
10 at least.
10?
At least.
I bet more than that.
I mean, that's the number I start.
Yeah. How many do you think Mahomes is willing to do? Like, 20, do you think 25. You think Mahomes out there willing to throw 100 footballs?
No, 25.
And just say, I'm making bank today? Dude. It begs the question, who would you pay 15 grand to catch a pass from? Or do a sporting experience with?
Ooh. That's, the sporting experience would be different. Like, because catching a pass on a basketball court is whatever, but like,
no,
playing a little one-on-one with like your favorite player of all time, even with him just messing around.
You just want to get your ass whipped?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's part of the process, right? It's feel what it's like.
I don't think you're getting a commiserate feeling of what it's like to play.
Go get postered by Shaden Sharpe if you're a big Shaden fan. This is what it's like when a guy jumps over you.
Is anybody picking Shaden Sharpe?
No, I'm just saying, like, if you're a Blazers, like a young Blazers fan, like, oh my God, how cool would that be? For me, I don't have a quarterback in my life because the Raiders have never had quarterbacks that were that great, so doesn't really work for me in that sense. Honestly, it would be more like, could I play a round with Tiger Woods? Or play a hole with Tiger Woods. That would be the thing.
It'd be a round with Tiger, Jordan, and Brady.
Oh, that's, yeah. Yeah.
Competition through the roof.
Yeah.
Competition just through the roof.
Yeah, I'd probably, great. Tiger, Jordan, I wouldn't go Brady. Maybe go Steph, because Steph's a hell of a golfer.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Keep the text in. 503-864-6326. We'll get to some of those. What experience would you be willing to pay 15 G's for? Coming up next, though, we've got Dick Girardi, Preakness, coming up this weekend. It is tomorrow, the 150th running of the Preakness. The Kentucky Derby winner is not running, and this is becoming a trend. Why? Danny Dusty on the Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The 150th running of the Preakness Stakes is tomorrow out at Pimlico. And to join us, he's back for more. Dick Girardi joins us, courtesy of Bet Online. How you doing, Dick?
We're better, guys. What's happened?
You know, we're just sitting here on a Friday, getting ready for the horses to run at the Preakness, and I can't help but wonder what it would be like if we had Sovereignty making a push for a Triple Crown. And this is a big talking point around horse racing, and there are certain trainers that just say, you know what, we got the Derby, it's too tight of a turnaround, we're not going to run the Preakness. Do you think that we're going to see more and more of this happening, or is it limited to some certain trainers?
I think it's limited to certain trainers. The problem is that a lot of those certain trainers are really good, and they have a tendency to win races like the Derby. So it's going to become more and more prevalent. The analogy I use for people who don't really follow horse racing is it's like the kind of the pitch count in baseball. Horses just don't run as often as they used to, especially at the top levels of the sport. So I think that's what we're dealing with here. These trainers don't want to run their horses back in 2 weeks, or at least some of them don't. It's interesting. Bob Baffert, who's had the most success of anybody in Triple Crown history, when he won five of his Derbies, the Preakness was 2 weeks later, and every single one of them won the Preakness. So it's not like it can't be done, but in recent years, say the last 10 to 15, there's just more and more trainers that just don't want to run their horses back in 2 weeks. So my solution, and it's not novel, is just let's just move the Preakness back to 4 weeks and then move the Belmont back 4 weeks from that. We could get everybody to agree, because I don't really care what the spacing is between the races. I just want to see the best horses in all the races and have a chance for a Triple Crown. And it wouldn't matter to me if it was 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever it is, it's going to get the best fields. That's what we want.
When you're looking at this and the changes you're talking about to horse racing with the mm-hmm. you know, the kind of pitch counts, is this kind of the scientific/analytics of sports
yes.
working its way into this? How long has that really been prevalent in the horse racing game, and kind of what hold is that taking on it? Because in the Big Four, it's obviously become such a huge impact in how we even consume the sports across the board. But in horse racing, it's just so different.
Yeah, for sure. And it's more, if you look back, I mean, 20, 30, 40 years ago, there was nobody was thinking about analytics at all. In fact, you look way back in the history of the sport, like 75 years, Citation won the Triple Crown in 1948. And in between the Preakness and the Belmont, he won the Jersey Derby. So, I mean, that's how different it was, right? Not only is he not waiting, he's running in more races. And he actually, that year, he ran 20 times and won 19. So it wasn't a bother. But, yeah, more so, I'd say, in the last 15 years or so, much more analytics involved. They find that of the top-class horses often run their best after it's like 6 or 7 weeks. It's become a thing now lately that the top three-year-olds are running the Travers at Saratoga at the end of August. Then they won't run again until the Breeders' Cup in early November. So you're talking 70 days between races, and they've had success. So if you go way, way back, it's like remember the great boxers, the champions, they box two or three times a year, right? A, because there was big money in it back then, and there was no need to, but they found out they were better the more time they had between fights. And I think that's what's happened in horse racing. I don't really buy all the analytics, but I do understand it. But some trainers have no problem bringing horses back in 2 weeks. Like I said, Baffert has never had an issue with it in the Preakness.
This is maybe probably an indirect comparison because we're talking about horses and humans. But on the analytics side of things, I want to use the baseball one because you use the pitch count. And I wonder, are horses becoming more specialized in the sense where in Major League Baseball, you've got guys that are throwing harder than we've ever seen in baseball, but we're also seeing this prevalence of basically arms blowing up. Like, are there correlations that are popping up in horse racing that are similar to that, that's kind of pushing the boundaries of this?
For sure. You'll see, like, the 2-year-old horse is, say, the equivalent of the 19-year-old, 20-year-old pitcher, right, that you drafted third in the draft, and you don't want to blow his arm out. So they won't race nearly as many times as they did back in the day. Like, Secretariat, for instance, raced 9 times as a 2-year-old. If a trainer did that today, they'd suspend his license. It just doesn't happen. So, yeah, that's a really good analogy, and that's exactly what's happening in horse racing. Again, at the top levels of the game, at the regular horses and the regular cards, at smaller tracks, I mean, they're going to run a lot more often because they're not going to be running for big money. But the ones that are running for the big money, they are going to run less and less frequently. And it's unfortunate, but more so that in the Triple Crown races than anywhere, just because of the spacing of the races, you want to see these horses, especially you want to see the Derby winner and the Preakness and or a chance for the Triple Crown. And right now we're getting robbed of that. This isn't the first time it's happened.
We're talking horse racing with Dick Girardi, courtesy of betonline.ag. You know, you mentioned the big money. Can you put it into perspective, like what the stud fees are going to be for Sovereignty now that he's a Derby winner?
So Sovereignty, he's a little different only because of who his ownership is. He's owned by Godolphin, which is the ruling family of the country of the Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. So they're probably not even going to syndicate him. They'll put him out there and they'll have him themselves, and they may just keep him and just breed him all their own mares to him. But I guess at some point they'll share him. But yeah, we could be talking Sovereignty like 50, 75,000 a pop. You want to bring your mare if it's outside the family there, it costs you 75 just to get. And in a lot of these cases, this is crazy, right? Let's say it costs you 100,000. Well, if the mare doesn't get in full, you lose your 100,000. It's brutal.
I guess that's why horse racing is none of that for the guys that don't have the money.
Correct. 100%.
When we're looking at this group, what are we looking at as far as who our favorites are? How different are things looking coming out of the Derby? And how much is weather going to play a factor this weekend?
I think we're going to be okay with weather. It's been raining all week down in Baltimore, but today the track is fast. And it looks to me like the latest forecast I saw, I think we got a pretty good chance to have a fast track tomorrow. So Journalism was the favorite in the Derby, ran really well, just happened to finish second. He'll be a pretty heavy favorite again tomorrow. And without Sovereignty, there just isn't any horse that's accomplished what Journalism has to this point. So he's the logical winner, but it is horse racing where weird things happen. The best part about the Preakness is there's only 9 horses instead of 19. So it's the chances of getting into traffic and other issues are much less in the Preakness.
All right. You mentioned pitch counts. This is a little crazy, though. And Bob Baffert has got goal-oriented in the Preakness. In goal-oriented's second race, is this correct? Second race qualified for the Preakness? So is this the third time goal-oriented is going to be running in a race?
That is correct. And now technically you don't have to, the Derby is the one race where you sort of have to qualify for, in quotes, you have to get a certain amount of points to get into the Derby. The Preakness isn't like that. I mean, there is a cutoff, but they fit 14 and only 9 entered. So you could have entered a horse that's never won a race again. No, people wouldn't have, or never won a race before. People wouldn't have been happy about it, but you could do that. But yeah, I think the theory with Baffert is that it's a horse he always liked. It took him a little longer to develop, and he likes playing, and these owners especially like playing in these big races and taking big swings. So yeah, he's taking a big swing with the least experienced horse he's ever brought to the Preakness.
How do those horses usually perform? I mean, because you think of it from an athlete's standpoint, you're running in front of thousands of people in at the Kentucky Derby. What was 100,000 people that were at the Kentucky
150.
Derby?
150.
Yeah, 150. I mean, yep. You have 100,000 people in front of this horse, which it doesn't truly understand, like humans process the gravity of situations, but there isn't a being alive, horse, human, whatever, that doesn't understand. There's a lot of people around and a lot of action and a lot of noise. How do these horses usually perform when they get to these big stages like this?
Yeah, some have real problems with it. The great example is American Pharoah, right? The Triple Crown winner from 10 years ago. They always loved him. This is a Baffert horse. His first start, he just freaked out in the paddock. He went nuts because of the noise. And they didn't understand what had happened. Finally, they said, well, you know, why is he going crazy like this? They realized he couldn't handle the noise. After that, the horse always raced with earplugs. He couldn't hear anything. And that's what trainers do. That's their job, to figure out, you know, why is this horse acting a certain way? And it's obviously a lot harder than regular sports because the horses aren't talking to you. But yeah, some horses do not react at all well to big scenes like the Derby or the Preakness. And that's what training is all about. You try to get them used to it as best you can, but it's hard to emulate that.
Dick, you know, when we talk about lines for this, and everyone wants to talk about favorites and winners and, you know, exactas, and there's a line on here from betonline.ag, horse to finish last.
Yep.
You don't have to pick winners if you can pick losers.
Yeah.
When you look at that.
Yeah,
right. Well, yeah. That's always been interesting to me, because not that there's anything on not on the up and up there, but that seems like something you could manipulate pretty fairly and pretty regularly.
Well, no, if you wanted to, for sure. No question about it. And now, typically, what I would say to you guys, if you're looking to bet a horse for last, you want a horse that has early speed, because they're the ones that are going to get tired at the end and are going to be backing out. You don't want a horse, say, like Sandman. He might not win, but he's going to pass some horses at some point. He's just not likely to be the last. To me, like Heart of Honor, the 4, who's 3-1 to finish last, is a reasonable play there. Possibly American Promise. Those two would be the most logical last place finishers to me.
Dick, we really appreciate your time. Thank you for taking a few minutes for us here in Portland. And enjoy the racing at Pimlico, as it's going to get a makeover after this year.
Yep, no, that's right. This is the last of the old Pimlico. And one prop for you guys, over under a length and a half for the win at Bet Online. I like the over a length and a half. Check it out at Bet Online.
I love it. Dick Girardi, courtesy of betonline.ag. A length and a half was the exact length of Sovereignteen's win at the Kentucky Derby.
Nice to see. All right, coming up next, it's time for our worst in the web. Are we all screwed? That coming up next. But first, here's the Big Kahuna with Sports Center Update.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
Cosmic events are always something that just kind of blow your mind. Like, did you know that it was twice as likely that an asteroid that was identified last month will hit Earth's moon next year than it was that the Dallas Mavericks would win the lottery?
Wait, there's a 3.6% chance that an asteroid will hit the moon?
Mm-hmm. Pretty big one. They identified it like last month. It'll hit.
Well, now that you put it that way, like with the Mavericks, like I don't like that. Mm-hmm. I don't like those odds. I don't like those odds. But I guess it's a little bit different in that you can see it coming, you know, and you have trajectory and path and all that. But still don't like it. That's not good.
Well,
we need the moon.
Yeah, we do.
We do. We need it.
And obviously horoscopes.
Yeah, well, obviously.
That's the moon.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, most important
forget things. The oceans.
Yeah, no. The tide lines, it doesn't matter.
Boy, that wouldn't be good. Good thing we have Space Force.
Yeah, it's a good thing because there is a solar eruption. They are calling it the solar wings eruption that is supposed to hit the planet today or could hit the planet today.
All right.
That is 600,000 miles wide.
I don't know. Well, solar flares really don't affect us. It's a long ways for it to travel.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean we're going to have, like, northern lights? Like, what does this mean for us? Does it mean that cell phones will not work or...
So this,
like,
this,
I need a scale of...
It's a solar eruption, and that 600,000 miles, how wide it is,
mm-hmm.
is twice the distance it is from the Earth to the moon.
Yeah.
Like, to put it in perspective, the cosmic scale of this.
What does that mean for me, though?
Oh, we're all dead.
Will that affect my life?
We're all dead.
No. No, we're not all dead. That's not what it means.
We're all dead. It's at most supposed to be a glancing storm because it shot out of the north pole of the sun. But this is basically the biggest one we've ever tracked heading our way.
But what does the solar storm do?
It can do a million different things. It can blot out satellites and completely take them down.
Yeah. See, this is them. These are the things that I need to know.
Yeah, I mean, you could see communications be disrupted, but with the size of it, you don't. With something this big, if it did for whatever reason hit us directly, it could penetrate.
Wait, are you saying it is or it is not going to?
It's space. It's unpredictable. It's likely to hit us.
When? Today? Feels like we should have gotten a heads up on that.
Well, that's maybe a good question. If you know the Earth is going to end, do you want to know?
Well, yeah.
So you can go on your crime spree?
No. No. What is a crime spree going to do for you?
Intrusive thoughts.
Right. I'm going to steal this TV. I'm going to watch it until we die.
Let your intrusive thoughts win for the rest of the day.
Danny's going to be like, I'm going to finish you before the Earth does. Mm-hmm. No, man.
I got a day left. No, you don't.
No, you don't. See, golly, we already know where you're headed when it's over, but that is really just giving yourself that... quick trip.
There is an increased likelihood of the northern lights and disruption to electrical equipment.
All right, there we go.
Based on the traditional trajectory and the impact that we've seen in the past, but look, this is the biggest one we've ever seen.
This is what we need to know here. We need to know how this is going to affect my day-to-day life. The northern lights, would love to see them, but disrupting my communication, no, don't want that. No. Not zero. You know what this is going to mean? If this happens today, what are the odds that this happens like right around, oh, I don't know, 7:45 p.m.
I was going to say right around the old Friday afternoon news dump.
Oh, 5 p.m. Pacific? Because like, you know what I could see happening? Celtics, Knicks,
oh God,
are tied in game 6 with like 2 seconds to go, and all of a sudden solar flare knocks out satellites. We have no idea what happened, and we won't know. Like, internet goes down, TV is out, and we just have to go old timey. We're gonna have to wait this thing out, and we're gonna have to figure out how this game ended right at the end. Now, that is very low on the totem pole of like the urgent things that need to be done, I am aware. But that's how this affects my life directly.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is it is slated to hit the northeast of the U.S. more so than the northwest. It's actually very likely going to produce the northern lights very heavily over Scotland.
Oh, okay.
So it looks like it's And the imaging that we have here, which you can't see, most of Canada and then over the northeastern seaboard, the very northeast, basically looks like from at the most, like into Maine is where it's heavy. I'm squinting at the country lines from the U.S. and Canada here, but it's mostly hitting like Greenland, Nova Scotia, Scotland.
Fantex line. At least we wouldn't have to go through another 30 win blazer season with no obvious path to improve. That's one way to look at the world ending.
Yeah. Sure. Going out dumb is certainly a way you could go.
What do you mean by that?
No,
that's not dumb.
Yeah, sure it is.
It's not dumb at all.
It is. It's a terrible way to go out.
that texture's not wrong.
Do like these cosmic / solar events, like when you try to think about them, like when they have like these images of like the whatever, I can't remember the name of the camera they use, the solar imaging, like where they can capture like literal pictures of the sun.
Yeah.
And like everything it does. Rust and I were talking about this yesterday. When I try to like actually quantify this stuff in my head, my face gets tingly. Like it doesn't happen. Like my brain like short circuits.
Yeah.
Do you get that?
No.
No?
Nope. Well, I don't.
No?
I don't know what you mean.
Do you ever, like...
Your face gets tingly when your brain is frying?
Yeah, it's like overloading, like just trying to comprehend the universe.
Yeah, no, I don't.
You just don't comprehend? just don't try, or...
Dude, I've been...
Like, have you ever had those shower thoughts?
I've been married and have children, and, like, I sit there and I go...
Trying to get to the next day?
You know what? There's just things I'll never understand. And I just go, all right, on to the next one. Let's go figure something else out.
Like where this report originates from is somebody
who
went to school for space weather.
Yeah.
Like not just meteorology, space meteorology.
A smart person.
Like it's all theory.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, there is space weather.
I know, but I mean, like, you're not out in it.
You've never been there either.
You know what I mean? Like,
probably never gonna be there.
No, and it's like...
It's like, I study penguins. I've lived in Miami my whole life, and I never will move. I don't work at a zoo.
But
no.
I mean, you at least know, like, you, if you wanted to, you could reach out and touch it. You can't just, like, go into space in space and feel it. Like...
Yeah.
You
could. You're not coming back.
I mean,
but
you're dying very quickly.
You could do it.
Like, just when you try to comprehend space, like, the whole idea that space is a vacuum, there's no sound. Like, and, like, what's that new movie?
They're like, prove it.
Mickey 17, where they one of the things they put him out there to do, because he just dies and comes back over and over again, they test space radiation. They're like, he's out there in a space suit. And they're like, all right, we want you to take off your gloves so we can see the radiation attacking your skin and let us know what it feels like. And I'm just like, oh my God. Like when you actually start to like process like what that would actually be like, you're just like, space is insane. And it just I start to short circuit.
Well, here on Earth, we also had people that were just letting snakes bite him. And he was not getting paid for it.
No, he wasn't.
And now he is, probably handsomely.
Mm.
But for all the venomous snakes just to bite him so he can build up a tolerance for some reason.
To help people.
It's all for science.
It was for science.
It's all for science.
I guess that is the
space guide too.
One small step for snakes.
Don't let your brain overheat. Just sit there and be like, this is all for science.
It's dumb, but I can comprehend it.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like the guy, radiation space arm guy.
Yeah. That just goes another level.
For science.
Yeah, I guess.
Just chalk it up. Simpler life.
So there you go. There's your science update for now.
Don't try to figure it out.
It's... The theoretical physics and space and astrophysics, all that kind of stuff, man. Like, I'm very good at math. That just does not work in my brain.
Yeah, I just let science people science, you know?
It's no wonder that every one of those dudes is just a different cat.
Well, yeah, and it's always one of those things where you go, these people are spending their entire life figuring this out.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to pretend like you know more.
No. No.
You know?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that do that in a lot of different areas of the world.
In that same vein, I saw something the other day, somebody goes, hey, just little thing we wanted to throw out there is it pertains to Pearl Harbor, the attack in Pearl Harbor in 1941. The flat earthers, the path, they charted the path that Japan would have had to take because it's literally on the other side of the map. Basically, not circumnavigating because that's round, but going from one side of the flat earth all the way to the other side.
Right.
It's like they would have had to like fly under South America, like Antarctica, and then come back up. And it's like, not possible.
Mm-mm.
And yet here we are.
Well, they just will go down the road of, well, then it didn't happen.
Yeah. Pearl Harbor, first inside job.
That's right. That's right. I could explain that away. Didn't happen.
Yeah.
In your face. Were you there?
Yeah.
Like, no.
And you got the guys that were, and they're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was real. It happened.
Was there.
Yeah.
Was there. You don't know who it was. Inside job.
Yeah. I mean, we saw Ben Affleck. He was there.
Right.
Ben Affleck was there. It is undeniable, which means it can't be denied.
That's right, baby Billy.
All right, coming up next, we're going to get back some NFL news and nuggies. And a change may be coming to the NFL. It needs to come to all sports. We'll get that next year on Danny Dusty, Today the Fan. Wrapped around each other. Ticket resellers in sporting events, concerts, you name it. Any targeted event are a scourge.
Yeah.
Because they will gobble them up and resell them at insane prices.
So are ticket sellers. Did you see that Ticketmaster now has to tell you all of the fees up front? Yeah.
And look,
that's great news.
If we can bust that up a little bit further, I'd love that because the control that they have over all of the events is gross and it's far too expensive.
Yeah.
And the NFL in particular is starting to fight back, including the team up I-5. The Seattle Seahawks are trying to crack down on ticket resellers after having one of the best home fields in all of sports.
Yeah.
It's one of the loudest arenas that exists. They have seen that kind of diminish because ticket resellers are out there just gobbling up tickets, and they're trying to. I mean, so many people make this a career. That's how much money is in this, and you've already seen numerous teams that do this. And if you haven't paid attention, most tickets you don't get hard copies anymore.
No,
most season tickets now are not hard copies; they are digital tickets. And the big thing about that is they are much easier to track. Because they have barcodes, and if you purchase them and you resell them, they're trackable because they can see where they're coming from and who's sitting and who's not sitting in those seats. Have you seen the one of the Bravo, AMC, whatever, the stadium security series that's come up? It's in the NFL. They're showing inside these control rooms at Cleveland Brown games of they have a strict no smoking or vaping policy.
Oh, the dog pound isn't going to adhere to that.
Oh, so these cameras are precise, man. And like the way that they can detect stuff, hey, we got to, because they have the text line. Most arenas have these. Most stadiums have these. Hey, if you see somebody breaking the rules or being a D-bag, text this helpline anonymously and we'll take a look. There are security cameras that are 360-degree full-on zoom, like straight out of the CIA. All of these arenas and stadiums have these now. And there were these two kids in their early mid-20s that were using a vape pen and got thrown out. And they're like, we paid $250 for these tickets, man. I'll just put the vape away. And they're like, there are 17 signs from when you came in to where you sat down that says, do not vape. Oh, we won't do it again. And the guy, the fan starts calling him every name in the world. He's like, oh, yeah, you're the man. You're the man. And it's like, bro.
The sign said,
and it's like, just don't do it.
Yeah, I don't. Those cameras, like, and just take an edible. How about that?
Yeah,
right.
Take an edible or get a lip pillow, man.
Yeah,
come on,
pop a zinny.
It's not hard.
Throw on a nicotine patch for the day.
It's not hard, man. It's actually very simple.
Yeah, that's something that I'm glad that they're cracking down on those things. Mm-hmm. But
I say right now, I don't want to smell it.
Cleveland fans all they need to do though is wait till it gets cold enough, and then your breath just looks like smoke all the time.
Yeah, there you go. But I say all that because we have moved into the digital tracking era, and everything is tracked. And here's the thing, because teams, they can end up like losing money on this because if that ticket isn't sold to you,
mm-hmm.
then they can gouge. because they have the premium pricing for certain games.
Yeah.
But if you buy the season tickets, it comes at a flat, you know, rate. Yeah, it's things will be moved around. But like when let's use a perfect example, Luka is traded, you know, going into the trade deadline. Those Blazers tickets, I think the cheapest you could get in the building was like $400, even though Luka didn't end up playing. But yeah, if you don't think that the Blazers and any other team that's playing the Lakers right after that isn't going, oh, we need to do the premium pricing on this because it's going to change.
The premium pricing I do get because you shouldn't be charging people the same for a Laker game as you are a Hornets game.
Sure.
You know? But the resale market, it's priced out the average fan.
Yes.
Because they know exactly what they can sell. And look, they get them at, because they buy in bulk the way they do, and they make money off of so many games, they're fine with just eating the tickets and being like, eh, whatever.
But here, the teams, they aren't doing this out of the goodness of their heart.
You gotta wait them out.
They're using the home field advantage. No, they're losing potential money.
Yep.
And that's what they're looking at. And that's it's selfishly motivated, and I get it. It's a business, all those kind of things. But at the same time, I'm so sick and tired of, like, I've looked at going to a Seahawks game a couple of different times just to go to an NFL game. I haven't been to an NFL game since I was a kid at Memorial Coliseum when the Raiders were playing. Like, that's how long it's been since I've been to an NFL game. And I looked at going to a Seahawks game for, like, two people to get decent tickets. I was like, with the hotel and everything else, I'm like, this is going to end up being like a $1,000 trip.
If you're lucky.
That's what I mean. I'm like, what the hell, man? Like, that's, like, I know that the NFL stadium, it's only 17 or 8 weeks at home, or 9 weeks, whatever it ends up being. But it's like, come on, man. It gets ridiculous. But
they got to get to 25 billy per year.
I do want to get the resellers out of the market.
Yeah, like, they do. They need to go.
There's a band that I've gotten into in the last couple of months called Sleep Token. They're doing their first U.S. stadium tour. And they sold out nationwide in 20 minutes. And I'm like, oh, crap. And I looked at the resale market right out of the gate. And I was like, nope, that's not happening.
It's the same thing that happens with shoes, though, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's awful.
Scarcity.
For the shoe game is that, like, nobody ever gets these shoes. Even when you go to, like, the sneakers app, which is supposed to give everybody the equal chance, The resellers find a way around it, though.
Or you know, the son of a CEO at a particular shoe company has inside deal to...
She lost her job, and didn't he go to jail?
Yep, which you love to see. But yeah. I do like to see the resellers kind of getting kicked out of the market here, or at least, even if it is for selfish reasons, because it just adds another layer to what is becoming just so money dominant. And I get it, like the economy and everything else, and, you know, get what you can get. But it's like, at some point in time, there has to be some level of, like, we got to stop.
Or people will stop attending the events. And look, the reality of it is most teams are okay with it because that means more people are at home watching, which means they make way more money off the TV deal than they do off of people who actually go into the stadiums. Stadiums are going to be getting smaller and smaller. They're not going to get bigger and bigger. And the product is a TV product now, not a live experience. That's why they charge you an arm and a leg if you want to get a beer. That's why they charge you an arm and a leg if you want to get in the door. That's why hotels go through the roof on game days. Like, it's everybody's just getting their pound of flesh from the people who care the most about the product.
The interesting thing here is that as it pertains to the Seahawks, the Bucks, the Packers, the Colts, or a couple of other teams that have also done this, but the Seahawks, if they suspect via the data that you've done this, they're going to give you a chance to basically fight back. But if you ain't got nothing, you're cooked and you're not going to be able to get those tickets again.
Good.
I like to see it.
I do too. I think that's good.
All right. Coming up next, we'll pivot back to the NBA, the Celtics and Knicks with a potential series clincher for the New York Knickerbockers and a chance to take on the Indiana Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals. We'll get to that next here on Danny and Dusty, Tenny the Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.